This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It has now been a year since Ethan Chapin, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodle, and Kaylee Gonsalves lost their lives to a senseless murderer on the University of Idaho campus. The man charged with this crime, Brian Koberger, now sitting in jail, awaiting trial. All this weekend, we're going to take a look back at the conversations, investigation, and interviews that we've conducted the last 365 days on this case as we continue to await justice for those four college students. Four killed for what? The case against Koberger. The story all weekend here on the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
The Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
If you're touting that you're looking forward to being exonerated, and the evidence doesn't look very good against you, let's, for a moment, for the sake of this conversation, assume that we're talking about Brian Koberger and that he's guilty, okay? Obviously innocent and brutal, proven guilty, but let's just assume guilt right now, okay? Siobhan Scott is joining us. She's a psychotherapist and author. Siobhan, can you provide some insight into what that might be going through someone's mind, like Brian Koberger, enabling them to say things like they're looking forward to being exonerated, at least through their attorneys?
For the kind of person that we would anticipate being a serial killer, which is the type of murder that we're looking at with Koberger, it is the same methodology of a serial killer. Whether or not he has killed other people, we don't know. Mm-hmm. But if he did, in fact, commit the Idaho college student murders, then he would, in all likelihood, have gone on to commit other murders. And so for that type of criminal, there's a big element of, look what I can do. I'm smarter than everyone else. I can fool everyone else. I can get away with things. And that's just a huge motivator for them. And so it doesn't surprise me that he would think he's going to beat the charge. And I believe that Ted Bundy did the same thing, you know, with his being arrested, escaping, trying to serve as his own attorney. You know, there's just a theatrical element to this and this theme of I'm smarter than everyone else. And so I'm going to get out of it. And, you know, you might look at it objectively and say that's absurd, but obviously people can have very different ways of thinking.
Very much so. Let's talk about that. I mean, his own psychological state. I mean, what is going on there? Does someone like that truly believe that they are innocent of these crimes based on the prism they're going through? Or do they know that they're pulling one over on everybody? Or are they looking at it completely different?
Yeah, it's all about the, you know, the term is duping delight. It's like I get a thrill out of pulling things over on people and fooling people and having this sense of power from doing that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think in any way he's psychotic, which would mean he's so delusional he doesn't know what he did or he doesn't remember doing it. I don't think we see any evidence of that at all. But definitely it would be, I'm just smarter than everybody else, which is one of the things that is consistently said about Koberger by people that knew him. He always thought he was the smartest guy in the room and liked to let people know that. So this would just be an extension of that.
So when his co-workers have been described, or his lawyers rather, have been describing him as calm and easy to speak with, what does that tell us about his mental state or personality by those observations?
Yeah, he's not psychotic. He's not hallucinating. He's not delusional. He's not ranting and raving. He's not highly emotional. You know, we haven't seen anything at all that would indicate he's out of control in any way. So I'm sure they find him to be kind of a model client. He's methodical. He's thoughtful. He, in all likelihood, has plans for how he's going to pursue his innocent plea here. And, it all fits. I don't think we're going to be seeing much different from him as this moves forward.
What's your take on the parents being questioned by a grand in a grand jury in Pennsylvania this last week? I know the police are saying that he is not connected to this. We have no evidence about it. But, I mean, what are the odds? You have the parents of a suspected serial killer being called into a grand jury for another murder. What would be the purpose of having them in there? Was it simply to exonerate him of that and put him at a place or time? Or what was the purpose of all that?
Yeah, it's certainly, as I understand it, it's they were subpoenaed to testify. And, you know, a grand jury can compel people to testify, which is why if they wanted to question them, this might have been the best way to go about it. And it doesn't add up that it would involve anything other than the possible connection to another murder. Mm-hmm. And as I understand it, the police have come out and said, oh, no, we have no evidence connecting him to this disappearance of another woman in May of 2022, who was found dead last month. But there can't be any other reasonable explanation other than they're fishing for more information that could tie Koberger to the case or to another case, similar case.
Would they be using it simply to try and talk to the parents about his behavior at their home while he was there, in more so relation to the Idaho murder case? And this was kind of the inroad to do it, because they do have to have a reason of a possible crime being committed in that county for them to compel people to come in and testify. But then again, would that be some sort of a false pretense, though, as well, if you're bringing people in truly to question them about something else than what you're telling them you're coming in for? I don't even know what the rules would be for that or the legality.
Yeah, I have no idea what the rules are for something like that. But it does seem sort of like a fishing expedition. But yeah. I guess it's something that's allowed if they have a good reason for, you know, a suspicion that it certainly would be done. So makes sense to me that it's all connected somehow.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the police don't necessarily need to tell anyone anything. And they can certainly say he has nothing to do with this right now.
Exactly.
Even if they do have stuff on it.
Even if they do, they are not bound by any kind of journalism ethics to tell the rest of us what they're up to. Definitely.
Very similar to the beginning of this, where they said they had no leads and they've been trailing him for quite some time.
So, yeah, exactly.
Be interesting to see where that kind of goes. Let's talk about his interest in studying the emotions and the influence and the psychological traits of criminals and criminal decision making. Leading up to this, some of the studies that he was doing. Does that offer us some insight into his alleged actions, or does it just look really creepy?
Yeah, well, it sure looks creepy, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And I think there are, 99% of the people who study criminology and are interested in the criminal mind are not themselves criminals. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't say 99% for sure. I don't have data to support that. But the vast majority of people in a criminology class or criminology program are normal people. And for whatever reason, this is just an area of interest for them, a career interest. But there's a small percentage of people who do become fascinated with the criminal mind for all the wrong reasons. And in essence, you can say they want to meet people like themselves, or they're learning how to become better criminals. And that's their goal. And they may find, the stories of horrible crimes exciting, so there's an emotional drive to study this stuff. And I think that's probably what we would see in this case, is that he was always fascinated with the dark side of his own mind and really wants to learn how to get away with things.
And that's interesting. I mean, look at all of the people who find these sort of things exciting. I mean, it's pretty much why we have a show.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, there's a huge facet of society that wants to understand it. And try to, solve that murder. We've always kind of been like that. With that being said, though, what is the tipping point? Is this something where deep down, someone who was able to commit a crime like this has been sitting there thinking about doing this homicidal type fantasies, if you will, for many, many years, going back to when they first found interest in this? Or is this something where someone gets into this, they start studying it on a professional level in college academic courses and such, and then it raises their light bulb above their head saying, maybe I could do this just to see what it's like.
Yeah, I think it's the former. I think that this is a person who had probably been having the thoughts and fantasies since adolescence, early adolescence even. And over time, they evolved into more and more elaborate fantasies. And then, here's an opportunity to study the criminal mind in college. Let's do that. And this is probably a person that's always been reading about criminals and crime and murder and all these things. I think for most of us, it's a curious topic. It's foreign to us because it's so far from the way we go through the world. We don't go through the world thinking about murder and rape and who we're going to hurt. It's just not the way we think. And by understanding this, it gives us a greater sense of having a sense of power, if you want to say. How do we protect ourselves in the world? And, we can overdo it and watch too much to the point we start to think the entire world is made up of, serial killers, which is clearly distortion. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I think that there's sort of a healthy interest versus a real unhealthy preoccupation. And I think for someone that commits a murder, it's the unhealthy preoccupation for all the wrong reasons. They're really not interested in making the world a better place and keeping their family safe.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Siobhan Scott, thank you for that insight. We'd love to hear your thoughts on any of the cases we're following for you. 888-5-KILLER is our phone number. 888-5-KILLER. You can weigh in 24/7 on any of the cases that we're following for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots.
Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Sheba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Sheba.com.